Yesterday, state lawmakers continued day two of their marathon of hearings on a series of bills aimed at reforming policing in Maryland. They heard from police, from prosecutors, from civil rights lawyers, and, as WYPR's Joel McCord reports, from the mother of a 14-year-old boy who was shot and killed by police.
Police had been called to the Southwest Baltimore home of Greta Willis in August 2006 for what they were told was a fight between her and her son, Kevin Cooper. They thought they had things calmed down, but a scuffle erupted again, and an officer shot Kevin in the shoulder. He was pronounced dead later that day at St. Agnes Hospital. His mother complained during a virtual hearing of the state Senate's Judicial Proceedings Committee yesterday that doctors performed a tox screen on her son's body, but nobody tested the officer for drugs or alcohol.
If victims are not given a choice to consent to a toxicology screen, after any major incident, law enforcement officers should be required to submit to a toxicology screening.
She said one of the six bills before the committee, which would require officers who discharge their weapons in an incident that results in death or serious bodily injury, to submit to a drug and alcohol test, would reduce the loss of life by civilians. That was the only one that didn't draw opposition. Police and prosecutors argued against a bill that would deem the testimony of a police officer who failed to turn on his body camera during an incident inadmissible. Baltimore County Police Chief Melissa Hyatt said officers could suddenly come across a robbery or a shooting and get so involved in the incident that they forget to turn on the camera.
Further, a police officer that makes a simple mistake or fails to activate their camera in the heat of an unfolding moment should not impact that officer's ability to testify to the facts of the case. A civilian in the exact same circumstances would be permitted to testify, and a trained police officer should as well.
And Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby argued that a bill to give the state prosecutor the power to investigate police misconduct cases would interject partisan politics into those cases. Mosby said this bill ignores the fact that state prosecutors are appointed by the governor and have no ties to a particular community.
And relying on a politically appointed position with no ties to the particular community to carry out one standard of justice is counter to what this legislative body is attempting to do here today.
The bill's sponsor, Montgomery County Democrat Will Smith, said he thought it had an element of political accountability because the prosecutor is appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate.
And then they're insulated from the political whims, and there's a certain independence there because they're appointed for a six-year term. So I think that's an actual strength.
Another of Smith's bills, which would lift civil liability limits in police misconduct cases, was criticized by Senator Michael Huff, a Western Maryland Republican. He said many of the small towns he represents, like Mount Airy, could be wiped out by some judgments.
How do you continue to have a police force when yet you are facing at any time unlimited liability? A lot of these towns can't afford a $1 million suit against them.
But Carrie Hansel, a civil rights lawyer, said those small towns are part of the local government insurance trust, which has assets of billions of dollars.
So the $5 million budget of Mount Airy that was mentioned earlier would not be touched because Mount Airy is now and has for many years been a member of the local government insurance trust, as were the other small towns in almost every small town in Maryland.
The hearings will conclude today. I'm Joel McCord reporting for 88.1 WYPR.